I just want to go through some general points related to the first Sifim. So Sif Aleph starts off, Bashu Gvina Shanazo Zebizeh, Mutorim El Shetzorek Ladiach Mekom Negiyasa. So what's this Hadacha? And what's this Hadacha about? So Gemara in Ches Amid Beis, another place where Gemara mentions Hadacha, says Itmar Hashochem B'Sakin Shol Avzei Kochavim Rav Amar Kolef V'Rav Barchana Amar Madiach. So someone who took a Gayish knife and he shechs with it. So what happens to the area of the Shechita after he shechted the knife? So Rav Bar Barchana says that you can be matir with Hadacha. And the Rav says you need klipa. Lema b'haka miflagi. The mar savar beis hashchita tzonen, the mar savar beis hashchita roseach. So the man damar that says you need kedei klipa, that's because beis hashchita roseach. The man damar that says enach hadacha, it's because beis hashchita tzonen. So the pashtus of the Gemara is that in a case of tzonen, you need hadacha. And that's the pashat hanacha. And it's before that way in the Hemshech of the Gemara as well. So the Rashba asks, in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, when it talks about what you need to do with a knife in order to be able to cut tzonin with it. So it says you need ni'itza b'karkas or b'amin. What happened to Hadacha here? It's also tzonin. So the Rashba's mechalik, he says that the case of Sakhin Shal Trefa is different either because it was used b'cham or because it was used for iser b'tadiris. So the shuman becomes more stuck to the knife. So there, where it's a knife which is I quoted the wrong Gemara in Chulin. Alright, but he says that Bekitzer, he says that where a knife is used once for Iser, so then it's enough to do Hadacha on the knife. Where a knife is used b'tadiris for Isser, so then you need ni'itza, which is a better hechsher. The Ra'ah over there, this is the Tars of Bayis and Bayis Al Tetzvav Medbeis. The Ra'ah over there argues, he says, there's no steer to begin with. There's no steer to begin with, because Hadacha doesn't mean a specific process of rinsing. He says Hadacha includes all kinds of hadacha. So he says hadacha means anything. It's only coming lafuke needing hagala. But hadacha really means any method of cleaning the knife, and whatever is needed, that's what's needed. So different cases may need different levels of hadacha. But hadacha is not a specific ofen of hechsher, and ni'ita also could be described as hadacha. Hadacha just means cleaning the knife off, however it needs to be cleaned off. The Rashba, though, clearly doesn't learn that way. The Rashba learns that Hadacha is something specific, and the Itzav Karka is something different than that, and Shifshuf is something different than that. And I would say that it's not just a machlokas about what you happen to need where the Gemara uses the word hadacha. I would say it's a machlokas what hadacha is about. In other words, in the Ra'ah, when you have something on that was nidbak, isra that was nidbak and heter, so you have to get rid of it. How you get rid of it? So hakolafia inyan, you get rid of it. In the Rashba, there are various ways that heter becomes ne'esar by coming in contact to iser with iser, and there are various hechsherim corresponding to those various ways that it became aser. right? There's sometimes the chaticha becomes usher, and if it's a kli, you need hagala. Sometimes it's kedei netila, sometimes it's kedei klipa, sometimes it's hadacha. But hadacha is just on that list of ofanim of being machshir, something that was nasar, chaticha that was nasar by coming in contact with isser. And that's really mavur from the way he speaks at the end of Bayis Dalichar Olive, where he goes through one by one the various hechsherim corresponding to the various ofanim that things are nasar. And in fact, in the Hakdama to Shar Dalid, when he outlines all of the things that he's going to speak about, this is the way he phrases it. He says, "V'chein avoyer sheyesh iser she'eno oser el kadei klipa, v'yesh oser kadei netila shu yoser min klipa, v'yesh oser b'chtei greda, v'yesh eno tzarech el shifshav gadol, v'yesh eno tzarech el ha'adocha ba'alma." So these are just all various ways that iser is oser heter. And you have various echsherim corresponding to those ways that the iser was oser the heter. It's not just a mili da'almadik thing of what it takes to remove the iser from the surface of the nasar. I think something that's mechazik, this idea, is at least what it seems to me from the Ranim Sachim, on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Daf Hei Rif, talks about a girsa of the Rif, according to which it comes out that a Kli Cheres, which was used for Chametz with Chamin, so then you can't put matzah in it, even Bitzonin. And the shaila is, how can there be any iser to put something in betzonein, bepashtos, tzonein, there are no blios, or platos, what could be the iser of putting a piece of matzah in a perfectly clean kli cheres just because it was boleya iser? So in one mahalach, the Ran says that since a kli cheres is boleya very much, and it's not yotem yidei tov yol olam, it can't be nichshar ayidei hagala, so therefore, it's like gufo shel iser, and like any time heter touches gufo shel iser, you need hadacha. And as we see over here, it's asher l'chachila to be goring that matziv that you're going to need hadacha, right? Like we see over here in the Tzadi Aleph Sif Aleph, according to most, because maybe you'll forget to do the hadacha. But the setup is very interesting, because at least the way it seems to me, he's being told the halacha of whether you're going to need hadacha on a matzah that you put into this kli. He's being told on a technicality. If you would have a kli cheres that's full of blios, of iser, but you could be machshir al yedei hagala, so then it wouldn't technically be considered like gufo shel iser, and therefore when you put a matzah in it, there would be no chiyuv to do hadacha, and it would be mutter to do that l'chadchila. Right? Now, because of the technicality that you can't be machshir it, it's treated like gufo shel iser, so therefore somehow that's mechayiv hadacha. Now, this is how I understood the Ron. I want to point out that the idea itself that something, that a kli can be called a chefzeh shel iser because you can't be machshir it, so that idea we find in the Ramah in Siman Tzadi Chesif Hei, where he understands that according to Aman Damar, which he says to be choshesh for, I believe, that a kli cheres, if you take a new kli cheres and you cook disser in it, so now you say, now the kli cheres, since it's not chozer latero, you can't do hagala on it, so you say chanan on the kli cheres. And now if you cook heter in that kli cheres, even if you have shishim connected the original iser, it's aser, because you say chanan on the kli cheres itself. You need shishim connected the entire kli, even though there are no other blios in the kli. The kli itself becomes iser. Kli itself becomes Isser. Because it can't become be Chozer L'Teira. So it seems to me that Pashtus that this is the, I don't know if he would agree with the Psach, but that the, this is the concept that Ron is referring to when he says that a Kli Cheres, since it can't be Chozer L'Teira, so you treat it like Gufo Shel Isser. But how could it be that whether you need Hadach on the Matzah is totally on this technicality of whether it's Gufo Shel Isser. L'chora, the Mechaiv of Hadacha is that Isser was Nidbak onto the surface of the Heter. And L'chora, that Mitzias of the Isser being Nidbak on the surface of the Heter is not related to whether you're viewing the Kli Cheres as a Gufo Shel Isser or not Gufo Shel Isser.
I don't think
it needs to be necessarily. Just give me a minute or two just to finish this off. Clean it, I'll get back to that. So, Lamaisa, how do you understand the Ron? So, I think you could, if this is the correct understanding of the Ron, I think it could be explained in one of two ways. One is to say that it's mamish, totally just a low plug. The Rabbanan said any time Heter touches Isser, so you need to do Hadacha. And the truth is, that's the lesson of the Rashba in Taurus Abayis there. At the end of the first Shar, he says that whenever Isser and Heter touch each other, you need to do Hadacha. Like, no, he doesn't indicate any exceptions. That, I think, is a mashma little, not like the Bach. He doesn't indicate any exceptions. He makes a klal. Anytime Isser touches Heter, you need Hadacha. It's like the same thing as saying, anytime you cook Heter in an Isser pot, you need, you know, it's Usser. Or anytime you cook Isser in a Kli, you need Hagala. Anytime the two things touch each other, you need Hadacha. It doesn't say it depends on whether it should have gotten the Isser should have stuck to the Heter. It shouldn't have. It's a qual. Okay, but I'll call Panim. So in the Ron, let's assume that there's such a Halacha that anytime Isser touches Heter, so you need to do Hadacha. And the reason for that may very well be because either Al Pi Din, we assume some of the Isser Taka stuck to the Heter. That's the Mashmos of the Levush, which I brought in the Mara Makomos over here. That's the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan. Lo Yimolet, it's inescapable that at least some of the Isser sticks to the Heter. Or like the Levush, that we're Choshesh, you have to be Choshesh. We don't know that some of the Isser stuck to the Heter, but very often it does. So you have to be choshesh, and it's a low plug. So it could be that in the case of a kli cheres, where there isn't—it's not literally the isser; it's just ki'ilu is the isser, and really it's only blios of isser. Maybe we know al pi mitzias 100% that no isser stuck to the heter, but it's all nichlal in like a gzeira derabanan, and that's a low plug. When isser touches heter, you need hadacha. The original gzeira, the original tzorech—I shouldn't call it a gzeira—the original tzorech for Hadacha may be because of an emistic chash that Isser stuck to Heter. And maybe that emistic chash doesn't apply to a Kli Cheres. But if technically Al Pi Din, you'll consider it Kufo Shel Isser, so then it's Nichlal in what the Chachamim were Mechayiv to always do Hadacha when Isser touches Heter. Or you could say maybe a slightly different version of a low plug and say that really, even when they're Blios, so generally we're not Choshesh for Blios coming out and becoming attached to Heter when everything is tonin. That doesn't mean it's impossible. It just means we're normally not choshesh for it. So it could be that really Al Pi Mitzias, it's possible that some of the Isser from within the Cheres comes out, like leaches out and gets attached to the Heter. Normally we're not choshesh for that, but by Kli Cheres, because it's not Chozer L'Teira and it's considered Gufo Shel Isser, so Memela, it's included in the Chiyuv Hadacha, also midin low plug, but it's a easier to understand low plug because maybe there is a tzad that some Isser gets onto it, which is not normally choshesh for that.
This is all only by Kli Cheres.
Only by Kli Cheres, and I'm saying this is only the Das Arif, and it's only one Mahalach, but I'm just trying to bring out that l'chor you see from the Ron clearly the idea that there's a technical aspect of the Chiyuv of Hadacha. It's not just a question of we have a chash that some Isser got on to Heter. How do we get rid of it? It's that when Isser and Heter touch each other, that's mechayev a hechsher of Hadacha. And I think that that idea is relevant to understanding some of the other things going on here too, which is why I'm being Myra so much, trying to show that it's true. Agav, I couldn't find it today, but I'm quite sure that I saw in the Prima Gadim somewhere that when he's talking about whether you need Hadach or not need Hadach, he says that obviously if you see Isser on the Heter, then you need to do Hadach. No one's talking about that. The whole discussion is where you don't see Isser stuck to the Heter.
That's the Taz, I think.
The Taz?
The Torah saying that, yeah.
The Taz explaining the Tarkimish, I think.
Oh, no. That diak by the Kli. But there his question is it's coming to be Mechadish. In other words, he's asking what he's coming to be Mechadish by having the case of Kli rather than Mamashus, if anyway there's Mamashus on the Kli. I don't know if that necessarily means...
No, I think he says it way later.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. He says this also.
His point is that if it had Shamnunis, then even if it's darker, the diach will be aser, maybe something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't really understand, but...
I think it's a sifkot gimel.
Okay, good. So that's along these lines, that it's a... It could be that there's like some iser here, but the iser is not a ba'en iser. I don't know if it's a blia, or it's just something stuck to the surface, which is... not ba'en, but we're not talking about ba'en, which is ba'en, which makes it more palatable to accept the idea that hadacha is a technical machshir for a technical kind of problem. Okay, now, the Taz in Sifkat an Aleph says that the chiv of hadacha is only l'chadchila. B'dievet it's mutter. And by saying b'dievet it's mutter, he's saying, what does it mean b'dievet it's mutter? He says that if a person failed to do the hadacha and ate the food which was placed, which had touched Isser without hadacha, so it's not called that he ate my chalas asuros. It may be called that he failed to do a hechsher that he was mechuyev to do. Maybe there is a tzad iser in that. But the eating the food, be'etzem, was not a ma'isa iser.
Who says this again?
The Taz. And the context he says it in is that he's asking a kasha, right? Over here it's usher to have the basar and gavina touch each other, or according to the iter, to even put Heter and a Klisha Lisser, because maybe you'll forget to do Hadacha, right? So the Taz is bothered that the Beis Yosef in Hilcha Shechita seems to say a klal that it's mutter to create a matziv that you'll need to do something later, and you don't have to do it right away, if anyway it will be mutter b'dieved, if you fail to do it. Right, if you have to check if someone is a chasher for shechita, is that the case?
Okay.
So you're somech on Rovin Tzvi Neitzel Shechita Mumkin Hain. If he's there, you're mechuyev to ask. So memela, you don't have to ask before the shechita, because even if you end up not asking him, it was mutter to eat it without it. Right, so he's medama this case to that. So that means that he's holding that be'etzem, if you don't do the hadacha, you haven't done an iser when you ate the food.
There's no b'dievet heter that's like...
What?
There's no b'dievet... His b'dievet heter doesn't include, like, if you can't do it.
No, it may include that also, but the chiddush is that it includes...
You're saying at least it includes if you...
I would think that, it includes that also. L'chora, that's also... I'm saying that's also the Ramah that he brings, that b'makom d'yefshar, you don't have to do hadacha, because that's like b'dievet. L'chor is the same shoresh, that it's not an iser. I told you I'd get back to the Bach by Lach, so I don't think the Bach needs to be for or against. You could just say that he holds that you can be medayik from the Gemara, that the technical chiyav of hadacha is only when there's lachas. Because saying he makes a diyak from the Gemara, he's not stam saying a svara, that lachas, without lachas there can't be nidbak. He's not saying stomp mitzvah. He's not saying stomp mikoch hashara. He makes a diak in the Gemara that the Gemara's Hanacha Pshuta was that the Tzonim B'Tzonim is not Mechayiv Hadacha. And he just says, therefore, Ein Bo'al Chidusha, whatever the Gemara was Mechadesh, that's as far as we know. So since the case it's talking about, when Hastam is Lach, where it's more Mestabra, there's Nidbach, so we can't learn that you need it in other places. But it still could be that the Chiyav is a technical Chiyav, but it has Gedarim. The same way a Kli is only Nesar, you know, when you're Mevashel something it, with certain Gedarim. It has to be Yad. So lettuce, whatever it is.
You still see not... He's just saying you still see that the Ram's not like the Bach. The Hainu.
Yeah.
Even if nothing's Nidbach.
Oh, do you mean the...
The Ram himself, him. The case of
you mean because it's Yavish? You mean because it's Yavish?
It's not bothering me from the Gemara.
Oh, yeah.
Matzah on Chavis.
Oh, yeah, I didn't have what you were saying. Yeah, the Ron, in Achanami, the Ron is definitely Mashma, not like the Bach. His Mashma doesn't have to be Lach. I think the Rashba is also Mashma, not like the Bach. I thought you meant, is the Bach Mashma against this whole idea okay, never mind. Yeah,
Mashma. Because everyone quotes a lot. No one makes any mention of Machlokes Bachlal. No Rishonim ever quoted.
That you need Lach?
Yeah.
The Chavis Das Tainas the Rama argues.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the
Taz argues on it. Not because he says Rama argues, or he just argues. I think he just argues.
I think he's going with the Rama, but...
Okay. Okay, so sorry. Back to what I was speaking about. So the Taz says that Hadacha... is only a chiyuv lechatchila b'diavad. If one ate it without hadacha, then no iser has been done. In contrast to, let's say, a normal case of no Saint Tom, so it becomes iser. A person ate my chalos asuros, right?
And lechari is only talking about the case where the pot's clean, no?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, where the food is. He's talking about a case where the food is clean. If something was nitba.
Meaning you put the whatever.
If we see something is nidbach and he doesn't clean it off and he eats it, so then it's lechor is pashit. If there are pirurim that were nidbach to the heter and he ate it with the pirurim attached, lechor is pashit that's an iser. Why not? What's the matir? But where you don't see anything, so we're still grappling to understand why it's usser, so he's telling us that it's not an iser gamur. So, and his Hochacha for this concept is very interesting. He brings from the Rama in Siv Dalet that Yesh Omrim that Kedei Klipa is not Oser B'Dieved. If a person didn't take a Kedei Klipa, the food is Mutter B'Dieved, and he says, since it's a discussion Lagabe Klipa, since there's a Deos Lagabe Klipa, whether it's Oser B'Dieved, so then it's Mistavre that by Hadacha that Lekulei Alma's Mutter. That's, I believe, what he's saying. So, I'm saying that Stama is a very interesting setup. Like, who says Klipa and Hadacha have any shaychas to each other? Right? Kedei Klipa. So the Isser was Nosen Tam up to Kedei Klipa. So you could say the Isser is really Batel. You could say different Svaras. And you could say that Hadacha has no shaychas to that. Hadacha means that Isser was Nidbak to the surface and it's not Nivla. And maybe there is no Hechatimsa for Bittel. And who says one's more calm, one's more chamor at all? It's just a different metzias. So lechora, the mashmos of the Bach, lechora, the idea of the Taz's approach to it though is meduyik in the Rashba, because that Rashba again in Taras Abayis when he's summarizing everything he's got to speak about. So again, he seems to say there are all different types of nos and tam, and he seems to like indicate that some are more chamor than others, and Hadacha is less chamor than Kedei Klipa. I don't think you could bring a raya from the Rashba, but I think if you're working with the way the Taz is setting it up, the Rashba reads very smoothly. It rings true in the Rashba. That again, you just have various different levels of interaction of Isser and Heter, and what happens to the Heter, and what Hechsher is needed in response to that. So the most chamor is that the Tom goes into the whole thing, and then you have Kedei Netila, and then Kedei Klipa, and then Hadacha. So, and there, it's just like a sliding scale. And since where you got to Kedei Klipa, there are already deos that it's Mutter B'Dieved, so it's Mistaber that we can assume that Hadacha is for sure Mutter B'Dieved. So in the discussion with Kedei Klipa B'Dieved itself, just to get a hold on what's going on over here, So the case where it comes up is where a piece of meat falls into milk. And if I remember correctly, I didn't look it up now, the meat is hot and the milk is cold, so it's kam l'toch tzonein, we're going with tato gavar. So we say that it's balea kedei klipa. So you need to take a klipa from the meat, and then the rest is mutter. And then there's a machlokas rishonim, tosos on the spot, what happens with the milk? So Rabbeinu Tam says that the milk is also mutter, even though obviously the milk, there's no hechatimsa to take off a kedei klipa. And even if you could, it's that the tom of the basar stays on that top level, right? It's mizarev, it's a liquid, it's mizarev. So you have a case where the milk was theoretically nasar kadei klipa, but you can't take off the kadei klipa. Beinu Tam says it's mutter. The Riva says you need shishim. It's not mutter automatically, just because you can't take off the kadei klipa. If there's not shishim in the milk keneged the kedei klipa that was nasar, then the whole thing is asar. You need shishim keneged the entire kedei klipa. So kedei klipa is be'etzem nasar, and it would in turn be also the rest of the milk unless you have shishim kenegda, then it's batel v'shishim. Not just the tam basar, the kedei klipa that was nasar is batel v'shishim. Shaila is Rabbeinu Tam who's matir. So midin what is he matir? One could argue maybe that he's matir midin bittel. In other words, the basar was, there's enough time basar to be osir up to a kedei klipa, but maybe we can take for granted that once the kedei klipa itself is mizariv and the rest of the milk, so for sure the time basar is batel and the rest of the milk. And for whatever reason, we don't say chanan. But maybe the heter is mitam bittel. That wouldn't do anything for the Taz. Alternatively, maybe he means that a kedei klipa is not an iser gamur. Whenever they say that a kedei klipa is aser, it's not an iser gamur. It's a chiv to take off the klipa, l'chachila. But if you can't, then it's not aser b'di'eved.
It's not really b'lua.
What?
It's not really b'lua there.
So well, let's discuss why afterwards. But for whatever reason, the iser is not aser b'di'eved. So, Lamais, if you look inside in Tosfos, I think his Lashon is very, very nota to one side over the other. He says, Ta'afal gav decham l'toch tzonein b'ay klipa, d'davar sheyachol lasos klipa, d'davar d'loshai klipa k'mo b'chol av mutter. So his hadgasha is not on the fact that the chalav misarev. His hadgasha is on the fact that it's lo shayach klipa. Where's lo shayach klipa? Meiz the siva shehi. So then it's not aser. You don't need a kedei klipa when you can't do it. If there would be some, even if the kedei klipa wouldn't be misarev, it would be a davar yavesh, and for some reason you couldn't take it off. So it's mashma that it wouldn't be aser. Right, so l'chora, the mashmas of Tosos is like the Taz is assuming that when you say that kedei klipa is mutter b'di'eved, it really means that it's not an iser gamor; it's a chiv l'chachila to take it off. But if you're not able to take it off, then it doesn't prevent you from eating the food. It's mutter to eat the food. That's the mashmas of Rabbeinu Tam l'chora. The lashon of the Isra Vehetar Aruch on this seems very clear. It says, about klipa shet zrichu chachamim eno el chumra ba'alma ulechachila emefshar. Right, that's the lashon of the Isra Vehetar Aruch when you bring Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The pasuk is like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. It's a chumra ba'alma ulechachila emefshar. The pashtus, this Isra Vehetar Aruch is mamish mavur, like the Taz is saying, and that it's a klal whenever you need kedei klipa. Just for the Sake of honesty, of what?
Only in Tata, no, I'm saying he finds that.
No, he says where he said his lesson is.
Doesn't he learn Greda means Klipa in like Kisho Samatia? And there doesn't sound like it's Mutter.
I don't know, maybe Hadira is not Mutter Bidiyavid. You can't do it. His lesson is, he says. He says in the beginning, "V'heicha she'acham b'mayla ozu v'tzadzu, v'rach echad mehem cham v'tzar klipa." And this bash al kach built a klipa. V'chein b'kol makom she'tzrichu chacham in klipa u'bishluhu kach built a klipa. Afil k'shachticha klisha she'em bo shishu v'nei klipa. Because Rabbi Nutan says any time they required a klipa, it's mutter b'di'eved if it was Nisarif. And then at the end, he explains that Mutter B'diyavid is because they were only Mechayivit as a Chumrah, L'charchila Hechad Efshar. It's Mashmah, he's going on as a Klal. So, the thing is that if you look at that Binas Adam in Simulam Tess, where he declares whether Kedei Klipas and Hadachas, Daraisa, Darabanan, so he has some strong Rayas from at least some Rishonim and maybe a Gemara, that Kedei Klipa is Daraisa. And he's bothered enough by it that he says, maybe the Isra Hatar Aruch, maybe you could say that when he says that everywhere that where the Chachamim were Mechayev Klipa, it's only L'chachila, he means Dafka where the Chachamim were Mechayev. But where the Torah was Mechayev Klipa, so Avi had actually suggested this to me, and I prematurely dismissed it. But I don't know if, I don't mean this seriously either, but that's how much he's bothered by the problem that he has. But Pashtus, Rabbeinu Tan, even from the lashon of Rabbeinu Tan, that's mashma that Kedei Klipa. Okay, you could say that's only by the case of Chalal Tov Tzonein. Maybe it's not a klal. Maybe, but the Pashtus of the Isra V'Atar Aruch is certainly that wherever the Chachamim said you need to take off a klipa, that's only l'chachila, and it's certainly how the Tos is understanding it. In other words, the fact that you need a hepsha, it's not even like you have to differentiate between one case and another. Right? That's the chiddush that's happening here. It's not that you have to evaluate their... You know, maybe you'd say, in certain cases, it's vaday nosin tam that kedei klipa, and then it's a chiyav meker adin, and it's usher even b'dievet. In other cases, it's only a chshash that it's nosin tam that kedei klipa, and they're only machmir d'rabban, and that would even be mistaber. Right. But the mashmos here is against all of that. The mashmos is that the etzem fact that all you have to do is take off a kedei klipa somehow tells you that chiyuv is not meikar din, and that needs a hesber, right? That needs a hesber. What? Why should that be?
Doesn't he mention Bishol over there? This about there? Why did he mention Bishol?
And this Arif.
Here, I mean, he talks about Bishol in the beginning, but that's just the case. I don't know if he seems to limit it. It's in the.
It's right there.
In the middle of like the third paragraph. Yeah, so what would be the hesper of such a thing? Lamaisa, if there's no nosin tam in the kedei klipa, so it's just very strange that the chachamim would go around in various cases saying they need a kedei klipa. And if there is nosin tam, so then l'chora, it should be aser meikar adin, like any other nosin tam, according to some rishonim, tam kikr daraisa. And the Shulchan Aruch is not machriya b'pashtus. But even if you say the Tam Kikr is Durabanan, Al Kol Panim it's Asher Meikar Adin. No one says that no Saint Tom is Mutter B'Yevet.
He does say B'Shlua, though. I'm saying he says, Kol Makam Shetzir Chaman Klipa U'B'Shlua Kach Bilti Klipa.
No, but look at the bottom. Look at the bottom. V'od Afilu... No, before that. V'had Kaimel on Efshar...
Shetzir Asher...
Hainu B'Chatzir Chaman Asher B'Nos Saint Tom. Aval Klipa... He's explaining why you don't say Chanan on the Kedei Klipa. About Klipa, Shetzricho Cham, Eno El Chumra Ba'alma, L'Chadchila Em Efshar. From the beginning, you could have read it that he means because it's Masari, but from the end, it's before not that way. Okay, so Lamaisa, what's the Hezber of such a thing? Why should the fact that it's Kedei Klipa tell you that it's only Chayv L'Chadchila? And that question. Will in the Bach, will in the Taz, I mean, will extend to Hadacha as well. How can you make a klal that Hadacha is only a Chumra Ba'alma? I mean, there it's easier to understand maybe because we're limiting it to cases where you don't see Pirum the Visser. So. So you can suggest different mahalchim. I'll just suggest one now. That Mamaisa Tam Ke'ikr, as we saw by Arichus, is a chiddush. You need a pasuk to tell you that there's such halacha where you don't have the mamashas al kopanim, where it's the tam. So it's a chiddush. And that chiddush, it's the Rishonim are before that chiddush is takes the form of a chalos isra and the chaticha. For sure, according to the Rush, B'shem Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi and Pesachim and Daladim and Beis, who say that according to the Man D'Amar Tam Ki'ikr, one who eats a kazayas of the Nes are his chayif malchus. Right? One doesn't have to eat a kazayas of the Isser. So enough to eat a kazayas of the Nes are. So you see that there was a chalos Isser on the Heter. The Chaticha became Usser because of the Tam that went into it. It's not simply that the Tam is Usser, it's that the Tam makes the Chaticha Usser. But even according to the Rashba and the Ramban, the Ran, that say that Tam Kikr is only Mechayiv if there's flavor, Ki'ilu, there was a Kazayas of Isser there. It's not Chayiv just because a person eats a Kazayas of the Heter. He has to eat enough of the Tarovas that there's Tam Ki'ilu, he ate a Kazayas of Isser. But Lamaisa, there's not a Kazayas of Isser there. Lamaisa, there's not a Kazayas of Isser. So Vaiter, Bepashtus, it's Mashma, that there's some sort of Chalos Heter on the Isser on the Chaticha. So if we say a Tam Ke'ikr is a Chiddush, wherever it was said, and that it's a Chalos Isser on the Chaticha, so maybe we could say that it depends on what percentage of the Chaticha was Oser. The Torah was Mechadish, the Tam Ke'ikr is Oser Chaticha, where it was Oser, a significant part of the chaticha, the whole chaticha, but if it's oser, only like a very shvach, minuscule amount, the klipa, or just kedei hadacha, so be'etzem, the substance itself, let's say, is mutter, either because it's absorbed into the chaticha and it's tafel, right? We saw Rishonim that even without bitul berov, it could be that when tam is absorbed into chaticha, without the chiddush of tam ke'ikr, be'etzem, it's tafel to the chaticha and it's mutter, right? Mashmos of Tosos, Tzadi Chesam and Beis, Mashmos of the Rashba in certain places. That Tam Isser, that's Me'uruv in Heter, Be'etzem, just because it's Me'uruv in the Heter, without Bitul Barov, is mutter. It's tafel bepashtus. So by Hadacha also, we could say that if there's Isser that is Nidbach to the surface of the food, and Be'emes, it's there. But it's nidbak to it, but often that it's not nicker, it's not like pirurim that you can see it. So maybe even without being nivla into the chaticha, it's tafel to the chaticha. And be'etzem it should be mutter. The only thing that's going to be oser, either of these things, is tam ke'ikr. Tam ke'ikr is that tam, nosen tam in the chaticha is oser the chaticha. But if the nosen tam is only nosen tam in a kedei klipa of the chaticha, or it's only nosen tam, it's not even nosen tam, it's just like somehow resting on the surface of the chaticha, maybe it hasn't penetrated the chaticha enough to be shaykh to that chiddush of tam ke'ikr. Tam ke'ikr only was nischadish when it's oser e chaticha. Something that can't be called a chaticha.
It's like the Rames Chanan.
That there's no chanan. I'm not saying it wouldn't be in half a chaticha, because the assumption here seems to be that kedei netila is me'ikr adin. But I'm saying maybe, like, you know, it's just a getter of a very shvach amount.
It's more on the tam. The tam is not a significant tam.
I'm not even sure about that. Maybe it's not a significant. That's why I'm being madgish. There's a chalos in the chaticha. You could say it that way. That's a different nusach. I'm not coming lafuke any other mahalach. I'm just suggesting if we would say it's a chalos on the chaticha. So maybe that could be taloi on being a significant part of the chaticha. If it's such, it's like the klip itself is tafel to the rest of the chaticha. It's not a significant portion of the chaticha. So it's not shayach a chalos isser on just the kedei klipa. It's not a relevant part of the chaticha. It's not shaykh chalos iser just on the surface or just even on the kadei klipa. Okay, two more short nekudos. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch says in the end of Sif Aleph that you don't have to be choshesh if the Basra and Gvina were Nagus Evazeh, so then you have to do Hadacha. But it's mutter to put the Chatit, it's mutter to put the two into the sack together. You don't have to be choshesh, they'll touch each other. So the question is, why not? I mean, if we're talking about a case where it's just not mistaper, they'll touch each other, so b'chora, it doesn't need to be a psak halacha that you don't have to be choshesh. If it's spelled out as a psak halacha, something's being discharish. There's makom to be choshesh, but you don't have to be. Right? P'metzius, there's makom to be choshesh, but l'mais, you don't have to be. So why don't you have to be? So if you go with the taz, then it's very pashut. The whole issue is l'chadchila, so you don't have to be choshesh. And even if you'll say that it's asher b'di'eved without hadacha, but at least you'll say it's only d'rabbanan, so also it would be muvan. But if you say that hadacha is d'oraisa, and that bina sadam, which is very kedai to see, brings, you know, he brings Rishonim, that he's the Rashi and Chesem Ed Beis, and he brings the Rashi, which I didn't find, but that are clearly mashma hadacha is d'oraisa, the Torah of hadacha is d'oraisa. So then why taka don't you have to be choshesh? So I don't know if I don't think we've seen anyone who spoke about it yet, right? I don't know. But a candidate, I would say, which would tie into mornings here to a certain extent, is lo masakina nisura. There's a general klal that if there's a matziv where an iser could have happened, but we don't know that it did, we just know that it could have. So lo masakina nisura. It is chazaka, it's not chazaka, I don't know. Similar to chazaka, but like lo mashala, they talk about cases where they talk about it by matzah, lo masakina nisura, you know, that you don't have to be choshesh that water got on the flower, minastan. It's possible, mechatesi. You see, I forgot the exact case. You're in the market and you see tamei fish being sold next to kosher fish, and you don't know if they're mezarev. You know, masakina yisur. You don't have to assume an astam. So it could be that if you would carry, you know, basar and gvina together, then you unpack and you realize, wait a second, why did I do this? Maybe they touch each other. So you'd say, but you don't see they touch each other. So masakina yisur. The chiddush here would be that even l'chachila, you can be gorim a masiv of masakina yisur. It's mutter to be goring that matzav. Okay.
Where do you see it's mutter? Because of the Mishnah?
I mean, it's the Psach and the Shulchan Aruch, but...
Or that you could put them together.
He's being medayin lashon the Torah.
Here, you have a Shulchan Aruch here?
Yeah. Maybe he's talking about like a case where you could separate them.
The Torah says you can put them together, you don't have to be choshesh that there'll be no gain. That was a dick, so. I know when there is.
Something. Obviously, there's a way to do it where it's not going to be found there.
Right? Yeah, he says, Umutter, it's coming from the Torah, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Umutter Latzor Osam Bemit Pachas Achas, Lo Chashin An Shema Yiguzeh Bezeh. So I would imagine probably in every sim in Isra Veheter, you could dream up 100 cases and wonder whether you have to be choshesh for them or not. I'm saying it's not. If it's just a question of metzias, what does he mean?
Obviously, he's talking about a case where it's not vaday, right? I'm saying usually when you have a sack.
He's for sure talking about a case where it's not vaday, yeah. But by the same token, he's also for sure talking about a case where it's reasonable to be choshesh, because otherwise, what's he telling you? Okay. Just one more small point. Hadacha, so what's the metzias of hadacha? So hadacha, bepashtus, means rinsing, right? So... And we see in the Rashba, there are two different halachos. There's hadacha and there's shifshuf. That's Behedya and the Rosh Ben Taras Abayas, and the, that those are two different Hechsherim. So one might therefore think that Hadacha means without scrubbing. Shifshuf is scrubbing the Pashtas. And therefore maybe Hadacha just means running water over something, a mamish, a quick rinse without even scrubbing it at all. And L'maisa the Chavos Da'as learns that way. And but L'maisa, there's a lot of room to argue on that, and I think it's almost, I think it's very difficult to say Anius Daiti. It seems very difficult to accept the Chavos Da'as. First of all, the Lush, in terms of the diuk that he's making from the Rashba, wherever the Rashba talks about the Hechsher Shifshuf, he talks about Shifshuf Yafeh. You know, he does it very well. So that clearly leaves room to say that Hadacha, by its nature, involves Shifshuf. It's just not Shifshuf Yafeh. There's the normal scrubbing you do when you rinse something, and then there's like a hard scrubbing, like with steel wool or something, where you're using the pressure to like scrub things off. There's a Shifshuf that's helping along the water. You know, the water's running on it, but certain things are a little stuck, so you do Shifshuf and it unsticks them. Then there's a Shifshuf where the Mikoff, the Shifshuf itself, it's like, you know, pushing it off. So, Chora, there's room to be Mechalik. That's first of all. Second of all, if you look in the Rashba and Daf Ches, the Rashba asks why you need Hadacha. By the base of Shkita, you're going to have to rinse it anyway, because do Malicha, and after Malicha, you have to rinse it. So within that discussion, it's Mashma and Rashba Behedya that the Hadacha done after Malicha, which he seems to relate to as a normal Hadacha, involves some Shifshuf. It's just a little bit of Shifshuf. He's contrasting that. Then maybe in this case you need a starker Shifshuf. But it's Mashma that a regular Hadacha involves a Shifshuf. And there's a Tshuvas Rivash that Behedya says that Hadacha means Hadacha with a little bit of Shifshuf. So this is just Nogela Maisa to know what Hadacha means. Wherever you need Hadacha, what does it actually mean? And it also is Nogea because it means Shifshuf. It's already been doing the Rashba, but a Shifshuf means something beyond that, obviously. And maybe as we try to understand clearly what Hadacha is about, is it really about removing something from the surface, or it's even like a ksas plia, so this may also play a role. All right, I don't know if that'll make a difference, but okay, that's all for now.